Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, what a wonderful singer-songwriter. And you know his work from many things. Certainly he played with Denny Lane and Eric Bell, and he's currently the lead singer of Big Country, and he's done so much, and a very talented man. Thrilled to have him. Simon Huff, how are you?
I'm good. Very good. Considering all.
Yeah, well, considering all, are you, you know, everybody around you healthy? Has this affected you? I mean, it's affected everybody, obviously, but has it affected you in any personal way?
Well, obviously, the work, you know, that's quite a big deal at the moment. We're having so many shows cancelled. But health-wise, you know, we're all good. We're in lockdown and we're self-isolating. So that's what we're basically doing at the moment, you know, just hanging on in there, really, until it kind of clears up, hopefully, within the next couple of months or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're looking at, right? We're looking at months. It's certainly not weeks. You know, I don't think it's, you know, 6 months or anything along those lines. My guess is that as the hot weather comes, maybe that slows it down a bit. And from what I understand, and I'm no medical person by any means, but I would think that the warmer weather is harder for the virus to float around in. And maybe as it gets hotter, they'll figure out a way to control this.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing. Yeah, they are saying that the virus doesn't like the heat, but, you know, to drink plenty of hot drinks and so on. And hopefully, yeah, once the heat kicks in, it'll hopefully kill it off and we can all move on. You know, we're all our summer festivals are kind of cancelled at the moment, and we're just going from month to month. Our management just keeps updating our monthly diary, you know what I mean, as so many shows are pulled and so on. You know, and I've got my own band when Bruce is out with the Skids. I had a tour booked in with that, you know, and a full five-piece band about to put on hold, doing my own stuff and promoting my own album. So that's a blow as well, you know. So we're kind of, in limbo at the moment with everything.
Well, in the meanwhile, let's do a little bit of your history, if you don't mind, and let's start from the very beginning. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
Well, I was born in the lovely county of Cheshire. And that's where I'm living now. I moved from Cheshire with my parents in 1967 up to the Ribble Valley, which is in Lancashire, and I married my gorgeous wife, and we moved back down to Cheshire. We've been down here for about 20 years now. Yeah, so that's the kind of history of where I was born and where I've been living, you know.
And what about music? When did it come to you? When did you get your first guitar or whatever it was that you first picked up? When did you realize music was your thing?
Well, I'll tell you that briefly how that happened. My family were farmers, believe it or not, and I never got into the farming thing at all. They were massive. They had two massive farms. I never really got into that side of things. But my brother played guitar, and I picked it up from him. Really, I picked my first guitar when I was 11. And I taught myself to play, and, you know, it was a little cheap acoustic I was playing. And literally, when you hear the story about your fingers bleeding, I was so determined to play, you know what I mean? Because I just took to it really, really quickly. And, you know, that's how I started when I was kind of 11 years old. And my fingers were sore and they were bleeding because I was practicing every day. And, you know, it wasn't long before I was stringing a few chords together and knocking a few tunes out. And it kind of started from there on, really, you know.
How about first performances, battle of the band type things, school talent shows, school dances?
Yeah, well, there again, my first performance when I was 13, I joined my brother's band. They were doing like just nothing. It was no big deal. Just doing a few covers and a few clubs here and there. But it was good grounding for me. You know, good. It was a good apprenticeship start. I was straight in at the deep end, playing to a lot older crowd, obviously. And that's where I kind of honed my craft, really, from 13 onwards. Started in my brother's band, then I got to 15, and then I formed my own band. And I had, you know, and I even taught our rhythm guitarist to play at that stage, just so he could be in the band. All good fun, really, you know, they're all mates together. And we just started doing a few gigs, and it kind of started from there, I guess, 15. And then 17, I was writing songs, and I kind of had my own band again, you know, with a different bunch of guys. And we won like a major competition, which was it was like the battle of the bands for throughout the UK. And I won that competition with my band doing my own original material. But, you know, things don't always turn out great. At that time, there was only me really full on, as it were, with regards to music. The other guys in the band, they all had jobs. And we had a bit of a record deal offered, and you know, which is back then. Oh, and this and the other, but the guys kind of wouldn't give the jobs up. We had a tour of Germany, so it left a bit of a sour taste in my mouth. You know, mid-20s when it didn't really happen. So I started working as a session player for named people, as it were, from then on.
Yeah, well, let me remind folks that are just tuning in or just turning on their radios a little late. Simon Huff is our very special guest, and he's currently the lead singer of Big Country, and they're on touring hiatus like every other band in the world. I don't know that anybody else is playing anywhere, and they're going to, you know, wait out the virus like everyone else. And of course, Simon has played with some wonderful people along the way. His solo work is terrific. He's absolutely fantastic. But Denny Lane and Eric Bell and so many others he's done work with. Simon Huff, once again, here with me, Frank McKay. You know, going back to the idea that people aren't going to give up their jobs to do music, and they, you know, that's the trick with a band. You got to find, you know, four guys or five guys or five people to get together that all have the same passion and same commitment, and it's not easy to get. Everyone has different you know, deals in life, and they, you know, this one wants to get married early, and this one has a kid, and this, you know, and you got to respect it all. But when you're trying to make it a music, you know, it's got to be all in.
Completely, you know, and I was 100% committed to the band. You know, it was what I wanted to do. I wasn't working as such. My whole life was into music, and I had a great band, and they were all good players, but you know, they were all sort of between 20 and 25, and they were serving apprenticeships, and yeah, and it's the usual story. You know, their parents, don't give up your job. Don't give up your job for music. You know, it's never going to happen. So they all wanted to finish off serving their apprenticeships and stuff. But, you know, we did win this competition, and I kind of said to the guys, look, this could be it, you know, the start of something for us. But it didn't happen with that band. You know, it's history now, and it's looking back, it was a shame, because, you know, it was a lot harder to do any good in those days, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, whatever. It's a lot harder, you know, there was no YouTube and all that carry on. It was just, you had to get out there and play the gigs, which we did. And we got a good fan base, you know, and it was just, you know, what can you do? You've got to move on, which I did at the end of the day.
Who were your contemporaries at that point? Who were playing in the gigs, you know, the same gigs you were doing, the same clubs you were doing? In that time, as you're trying to break through there, who were you running into?
Well, they were more or less new bands. We was on the original. Everybody we was playing up against, they were all trying to do the same. There wasn't anybody of really any consequence, you know, who we were playing with or up against. Everybody was trying to make it, you know. And there were a lot of just new musicians, new bands, and I don't know, probably there are some people now who I don't know who are in the band who are playing the other bands. I don't know. It's quite a while ago. But, you know, in the days when, you know, I first started out as a writer and a musician, you know, it was, everybody was new. So there wasn't, so to speak, anybody who had kind of recognized in those days. We were all much of a muchness, as it were, you know.
What do you concentrate on now, you know, and again, going back to modern day, you've got to have the social distancing. Do you have a home studio? Do you have like a Pro Tools set up or a Cubase? What do you do day to day?
I do. I have a studio at home. That's where I do all my writing for myself. And I record everything here. I play all the instruments on the tracks, on the demos and stuff. And then I'll pass them out to the band, you know, the tracks or the demos. And you know, I like that freedom to be able to play exactly or kind of exactly what I want on my tracks, you know, because I work, my writing is based around my acoustic guitar, and I can layer maybe three different tracks on the guitar itself, different inversions of chords with the capo on to layer the songs up, you know, and that's what I'll transfer to the guys, you know. It's my kind of sound, that, you know, and that's how I get that sound, by doing that. So yeah, I'll record everything at home, and you know, I must have 50 or 60 songs I haven't even looked at yet, you know, bits of stuff I've done on my iPhone, and you know, which great bit of kit, the iPhone, you know, if I think of a song, I'll just bang the record on, and then I've got it, because, you know, it doesn't matter what sort of memory you've got, but you come up with a great song, or you think you've got a great song, and you think, oh yeah, I'll remember that tomorrow, bang, it's gone, you don't remember it, you know. So you've anything that, any ideas, inspiration, you've got to get them down straight away, and that's what I've got loads of ideas, you know, I haven't even looked at yet. And you know, it is all about that, really, just recording, and you know, for my own stuff especially, you know, which I'm so passionate about, and you know, which is great, it gives me a break from the big country thing. And you know, I'm back playing lead guitar again and doing what I want to do as well. So it's all good on that front. You know, it's a great escape for me doing my own band as well, you know.
Simon Huff is the voice that you're hearing. Frank McKay here with the lead vocalist for Big Country, and so many other things, a lot of solo work. And thrilled to talk to him. And he's sequestered like I am, and like so many other people are that are listening now. And you know, the one thing about musicians, as long as you have that home studio, you can get a lot done. Same thing with writers, you know, folks that are writing books and writing stories. And, you know, filmmaking is a little more difficult. I mean, you need people to get together, and you know, there's love scenes. So it's not like you can keep social distancing when you're shooting a film, or a fight scene. You can't fake that. So filmmaking is at a complete stop, but music is not. You know, making records, making whatever you want to call it, recordings at this point still goes on. Songwriting goes on and writing goes on. But you know, anything that has to do with other people or people interacting is gone, at least for the moment. And it's a dark period, and in that you're going to see, you know, a big blank of when things were made. You're going to see a blank of however many months this goes on, but just fascinating. Are you more productive now than you were before, or does it depend on the day? Are you kind of just finding your groove in this in this new reality?
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange to be in this situation where, you know, we're all stuck at home, and you know, because we Big Crunch's like got to be one of the busiest bands on the especially on the 80s circuit, you know, along with a lot of the other guys. And so we find ourselves nothing, all our festivals have been pulled, you know, so far. And it gives me a lot of time to reflect on where I want to be and what I want to do exactly, you know. As far as being productive goes, it's amazing, you know. I've set myself like, I've got a new album coming out later this year, and that's what my own band, we were going to tour that, and some nice, intimate little theatre gigs, which the drummer in the band, Nick Rickwood, he manages our band, and he's a fabulous guy, and he works his socks off, and he has done, to get this band some nice gigs. And it's such a shame, because we had 10, 12 little gigs, you know, and they've all had to be pulled now, but it was going to be to promote the new album. It's such a shame, but you know, on the positive side, it's given me some inspiration to write some more songs through these, like, you know, these barren few months we have left, kind of thing, or whatever. So yeah, I've set myself a goal to write 6 songs within the next 4 months, if it goes on that long, which, you know, I'm kind of started now, and I'm in the studio. It's such, the weather's fantastic here, by the way, at the moment. So, but no, luckily, we live in a spot where we have some land and we can get out. But, you know, other than that, it must be so difficult for people stuck in, you know, if they can't get out and it's outside, it's got to be really hard. But yeah, inspiration wise, I'm fairly much on it at the moment, I guess, you know, with the, and you know, there will be a song out of the situation we're in, you know, no, there's no question about that. I'll, something will come up, you know, and I think, right, you know, because this is like, it's totally unheard of, the situation we all find ourselves in at the moment, you know, and nobody knows what's going to happen. And, you know, it's such an odd thing to, all the schools are closing. It's just something that's never, ever been heard of. And I actually thought I'd never see anything like this in my lifetime, you know. Yeah, so I guess there will be kind of, I'm going to come up with some tune that kind of reflects on this really bit of a weird period we all find ourselves in at some point.
Simon Huff, once again, is the voice that you're hearing, and he is the lead vocalist for Big Country, and they're not performing live as no one is at this particular time, and kind of capturing this moment in history here during the coronavirus and what to do. But of course, Simon is writing and recording and doing that at a home studio. Frank McKay with Simon Huff. You know, you mentioned you've never seen anything like this. I had a you know, well-known 85-year-old author, and she has got 11 books out, and she's a scholar and all this, and I said, have you ever seen anything like it? And she said, well, how could I? There's never been anything like it. You know, it's the Spanish flu, maybe, you know, 1918, but I don't even
that's
know
right.
if that's comparable. Anyone that was alive during that period was too young to be able to report it back, and they'd be 102 or whatever they'd be at this particular time. It's really a unique situation, and you're absolutely right. It's you know, it's important to write about it and to kind of categorize it and lay it down for history. You mentioned having some space there, so you're not right on top of everybody, and you have some land and so forth. What about supplies? Are you close enough to an area to get supplies in, or are you way out in the country? What's your living situation?
Well, we're extremely lucky where we are. We have it's like a small farm with 20 odd acres or so, and it's not in the middle of nowhere. It's situated quite close to the airport, a couple of miles away, but we are fairly much in the countryside, in Cheshire, as it were. Our local town is about 4 miles away, which is Altrincham, and there's some big kind of supermarkets there, you know, which I guess that's what we use. But, you know, there's a home delivery which can come out if necessary. We're only allowed like one person to go into the shops at the moment, and but, you know, we're keeping it very, very strict here. You know, everybody, nobody, we're not leaving our premises at all. And we're very careful on actually who comes into the premises too. You know, it's such a worrying time, you know. And you know, I think personally we should have had this maybe a couple of weeks ago, you know, where, you know, the government should have acted a little bit quicker on this. You know, and you know, we haven't reached the peak of this yet, you know, so that's the scary part about it all.
Yeah, again, we're hoping the heat slows it down, but we don't know. We're all just guessing and speculating, but you're absolutely right. I, you know, we wish that we would have started this a little earlier, and maybe things would be a little different. But hey, look, we could say hindsight is 20/20.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see how this all goes. Simon Huff, thank you very much for being here. Give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along, and give us a timeline on your solo album. You know, obviously it's pushed back. You know, I assume you're pushing back the release, and give us an idea of your social media.
Well, the best way to keep a track on what I'm doing is through my own band, which is Simon Huff Band on Facebook. Everything's on there. Like I say, Nick looks after all that for me, and that's going to tell you, anybody who's interested in following the band, exactly where we are and when the album will be released, and our dates and gigs, etc., etc. You know, so yeah, that's going to be the best point to start with, I guess, the Simon Huff Band Facebook. And you know, if anybody wants to join, come along. You'd be most welcome to get on board and follow us and see where we're up to with it.
Well, listen, stay healthy. Congratulations on all your success over the years. You've put out such beautiful music and still continues on. Looking forward to hearing the new album, the Simon Huff album, and just like Simon says, follow him on Facebook. I didn't even think of that. Follow him on Facebook, and also look for Big Country when all of this breaks, and try to catch them live, and Simon live with his solo work, terrific work. Thanks again for being here, Simon.
You're quite welcome, Frank, and you take care and look after yourself.
Same to you. Simon Huff, everyone, has been our very special guest, a very talented singer-songwriter, and you know his work from over the years with so many names. Currently the lead singer of Big Country, and he's played with Denny Lane and Eric Bell, and of course his solo work is terrific, and buy that album when it comes out, and we'll have him on when all of this breaks, hopefully, again. But again, Simon Huff of Big Country has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.